Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ruth Wallisoff.
Correct.
And we just had a wonderful, wonderful segment with Taylor Herbert from the JCC. And just reviewing it, it's November 24th from 8:30 to 3 o'clock. They're having a program at the actual location in Roslyn, which sounds like a wonderful program. But JCC in general, it's a plug for JCC. The amount of services they have for seniors is tremendous. And for children, for young adults, I mean, they run the gamut there. So it behooves everybody. We've had Connie on, who's the director, and many different people on. We've had Randy on from the Nancy Marks Cancer Awareness. But anyway, it's a wonderful organization, and we're proud that they're participating with these shows with us. Now we have Greg Balbera, and Greg is the owner and certified senior advisor to Right at Home, both Nassau and Suffolk. And well, we're going to be talking about celebrating Thanksgiving safely because it's right around the corner. And actually, this morning, this goes to Christina Liu. I said to Steph, my wife, I was like, we got to get the Christmas decorations going soon. It's like, it's that time.
I'll come over.
It's like, I don't know what I got to do. But how are you doing, Greg?
I am excellent. Thank you for having me.
Good. No, it's a pleasure. I know Greg actually from different programs, which is very good. Greg is one of those guys. He goes into the community, and he shakes people's hands, which is what you want. You don't need an owner that's, you know, in a tower someplace. You need somebody who listens to what people are looking mm-hmm. for. And will obviously make changes in his business model, so to speak, to accommodate them.
Absolutely.
Talking about Thanksgiving, what are some tips you can give seniors if they're driving to a festivity?
Sure. So definitely many things that we can do to prepare for travel. With regard to driving, one of the things you want to do is prepare your vehicle, make sure your tires are properly inflated, you have a full tank of gas. Probably want to have an emergency kit put in the car before the trip. You really want to try and get a good night's sleep the night before. You don't want to drive ever while you're drowsy. Avoid distractions. Don't be using your cell phone. Even sometimes conversation or loud music, while it could be good to keep us up while we're driving, can be a distraction while you're driving. If we have older seniors in the car with us, you want to make sure that they're buckled properly. You want to make sure that they're comfortable. With regard to air, train, or bus travel, one of the things that we really look to advise people on is make sure that try and book nonstop trips if possible. Mm-hmm. Anytime that we're throwing in transfers or whatnot, a lot of seniors, if they have to get from one terminal to the next terminal, that often
they can get anxious.
They can get anxious, but it also creates a need for rushing. Mm-hmm. Which can lead to falls, so we really want to avoid mm-hmm. that as much as possible. Also, many of the bus stations, train stations, if you call ahead, they can make accommodations such as a wheelchair. We recently did that for one of my loved ones. We knew we were flying to a family wedding down in Austin, Texas, so we called ahead to the airlines on both sides of the trip, made sure that there was a wheelchair, so once she got to security, they put her in the wheelchair. They were the long walk from the security to the gate. She was in the wheelchair. They then helped her get on and off the plane. So little tips like that can definitely make a difference for holiday travel.
And what about eating? When you get to the Thanksgiving meal, should you limit your eating?
So some things to think about there are, first of all, with the food preparation, a lot of the courses that are associated with Thanksgiving and other holidays are very high in sodium and sugar.
And so, that's why they're so good.
that is why they're good, but it's not necessarily good for a lot of seniors who have medical issues. So cooking, trying to reduce sodium, trying to reduce sugar, using the healthier fats when we're cooking can certainly help. Helping some seniors maybe with portion control. Oftentimes you'll see the senior can just be loading up their plate with things. So, just saying, hey, maybe we want a half of that or three quarters of that. So little tips like that can definitely make a difference. We want to try and, the high sodium, the high sugar, things like that can cause spikes in blood pressure. Overloads of salt can cause shortness of breath, mm-hmm. palpitations, fainting, heart failure. Excess sodium can also cause balance issues for a lot of seniors. So really, sodium in particular, reducing it, minimizing it, can lead to a happier holiday for all those involved.
Well, you know what it is too, and you read this about this every year when it comes around. The more natural, the more healthy, the fresher vegetables. I mean, these frozen pre-made things with creams and everything else, while they're delicious, they're fine at given times of the year. But what I find, I think maybe in the holidays, and I think everybody's guilty of it, people overeat, and whatever it is, they're willing to eat it. And then the next day they have to, they pay the consequence. And it's always just a little, whereas your body. I mean, it just, if you have, especially doctors' advice as to what to eat and what not to eat, you got to stick to it. And you have to be aware. I'm one of these people you're talking about going back to your car. I've run out of gas three times in my life. I mean, how stupid can people be? And many times it starts binking. It's like, oh my God, where am I? And I have, I'm praying I get to a gas station. So, I mean, it's just, I'm not that person who takes that preparedness seriously. And you should.
You definitely,
especially in the wintertime.
Absolutely.
At a half, you should fill it up. When I see the light go on, I'll say, what's that light for? Oh, let me get gas. So I'm sharing, but I'm sharing so that people learn.
Absolutely. And being prepared, I think, is a great topic to talk about with seniors in particular when they're traveling. Certain things to kind of think about are have them bring their regular medicines, but maybe also bring some extra doses, because
right.
oftentimes winter travel can lead to delays or days at end, maybe where, if you get snowed in or where you're flying back to get snowed in, now you're forced to spend extra days where you weren't expecting. So having a couple extra days doses of one's medications are important. It's also important to put your prescriptions in your carry-on, not your regular luggage, because mm-hmm. regular luggage can get lost.
I'm sure that's happened
to probably almost everybody once in their lifetime. But, when you're carrying it on, it's with you at all times. Carrying a list of your medications, today's day with iPhones, you can take a picture, write out all your medications, take a snapshot, so God forbid something happens to you and you have to go to the hospital or your loved one has to go to the hospital, your family members can know to check your phone, or if they have that list themselves, they can share that information with the doctors. That's a very good idea. Really super important. And also bringing a list of all, physicians' names and phone numbers, mm-hmm. So that, if you do end up in an ER or there's an emergency situation, other medical professionals or other loved ones who might not be familiar with your medical history or background can easily reach out to, those professionals that
right.
have been providing the care.
I'm going to reiterate that because, if there's nothing wrong with an individual, they get a cold once in a while, that's fine. But if you're somebody who is on medication, you have certain diseases, reactions to drugs, et cetera, mm-hmm. you have to have that on you. Now, you can have it on your phone. If somebody has access to your phone, your spouse, your partner, whatever. Otherwise, you should have it in written form, because I'm agreeing there 100%. All of a sudden, they give you a shot of something.
I keep a list of medications in my wallet.
Do you really? Okay.
Yes. Because I read it somewhere.
Yep,
and I thought
truth.
It was a good idea.
Yep, very smart.
And then the other thing is, and the drugstores are doing it, pre-ordering, your prescription's running out, you have a week to go, they'll fill it now. I mean, they're not going to fill it for months and months, but as opposed to waiting till next Friday,
mm-hmm.
and it's this Friday, you can come by Monday, get your prescription. Because anything goes wrong in the middle, you may not be able to get out of the house, and then you're going to run out of pills. So I have found that they're more accommodating than they have been in the past. It used to be your prescription's not up till tomorrow. You can come in and pick it up. And for a senior, that's difficult, and especially a senior that wants to travel.
Absolutely.
And can you tell us about Right at Home?
Sure. So Right at Home is an in-home care and assistance company. So we provide all types of assistance for seniors and mobility challenged adults, everything from fall prevention, safety supervision, assistance with personal care, bathing, toileting, dressing. We provide light housekeeping, med reminders, meal preparation, transportation. So in this particular situation, if a loved one, a senior, is going to a family affair and they're not going to be celebrating at their own house, whether it's local or, you know, somewhere else, and they need to travel, we have sent aides with loved ones. They'll go with the family, with the loved one, bring them to the family, provide any of the assistance that we just mentioned. If they need help with toileting or dressing, if they have cognitive issues, they can get very confused, especially when they leave their own.
Of course.
When they're leaving their own home, so having a familiar aide with them can certainly help allay a lot of the cognitive issues and the confusion that's goes along with that. So those are basic the basic services that we provide.
Mm-hmm. How did you become interested in this?
Sure. So I actually spent 25 years on Wall Street, and everyone's always like, "Whoa, how did you get from Wall Street to in-home care and assistance?" So, three of our grandparents and my wife's aunt had Alzheimer's. So we saw our own relatives, families, aunts, uncles, cousins in the role of primary caregiver. And we saw these relatives going into hospitals, rehabs, assisted living facilities, getting the type of home care that we now provide. And as I was looking for a career change about 7 or 8 years ago, we decided that having our own personal experience was something that we could bring to bear. Mm-hmm. We very much realized that there's two sides to the coin. On one side, we have our clients, and we know that what love, attention, and care they need. And on the other side is, their loved ones. And sometimes that's taking the burden off of them. Especially today, a lot of families are dual-income families, so they can't be home mm-hmm. during the day. It's not like it was 50 years ago where the wife just stayed home and took care of all the relatives that were infirmed or needed help while the husband went off to work every day. And then we get a lot of situations also where not everybody wants to provide certain types of care for their parents. Mm-hmm. Not everybody's comfortable. Some children don't want to be in that role reversal where the child becomes mm-hmm. the parent. Mm-hmm. So we help fill that gap and fill those roles. And actually, AARP published a study last year, I believe, that now shows on average the closest adult child lives 280 miles away from their parents. So it's not like the old days where the adult children grew up, got married, bought the house next door, or lived in the apartment building next door. So a lot of our clients, we're dealing with adult children that live in Florida, California, Chicago, Europe, Asia. They're just not next door to provide the type mm-hmm. of care that their parents need as we live longer. Better medicine, better exercise. People are living longer. So, but they're not necessarily living longer, healthier. So there's a lot of needs.
That's another issue. Actually, we're going to take a break. We want to come back to that. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.